Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Jennifer Griffin is a mother of four and has a master's in counseling psychology, with 30 years' experience guiding children and adults on their relationship journeys. She's a DIY maven, especially with DIY healing techniques. Griffin's work has appeared in Elephant Journal, Midwifery Today, and Amazing Mums. Her best-selling books are Understanding Your Child as a Spiritual Gift and Understanding Morning Sickness as a Gift. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Leanne. I'm happy to be here.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
That sounds great.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, right now, I'm in the best time of my life. I'm married to an amazing, loving school teacher, living the life of my dreams, life schooling four fantastic children who are ages 7 through 17. And in the past 2 years, I've put out two books, Understanding Your Child as a Spiritual Gift and Understanding Morning Sickness as a Gift.
That would have kept you busy?
Yes, it has kept me very busy.
Do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you'd been to get to this point?
Well, I was married before to in a domestically violent relationship with someone who was dealing drugs and became a heroin addict. And I woke up and decided, wow, how did I get here? What something must have happened in my life. I didn't want to play total victim of poor me. How, you know, can you believe that he did this and that and the other thing? I had to really start to look at myself and say, what, how did I attract this into my life? So this happened when I had my first child, who was just barely 1 year old. And it was a huge wake-up call. And I realized that I was repeating generational patterns. I had grown up in an alcoholic family with a domestically violent parent. And I had to figure out how to turn this all around. And as I look back, that's what my writing is about, is how to turn adversity into gifts.
So did, when you actually had your child and they were one, was that the tipping point for change for you? Was it like a lightning bolt, or what actually happened?
Yes and no. It was a lightning bolt to wake up, and the lightning bolt was watching her shake. The dogs always used to shake when he would flip out and scream and break furniture and hit things. And I would always watch them shaking, but holding a baby in your arms and going through that was what really woke me up. But then it was a slower process of trying to figure out how to heal myself from the situation I was in. And it happened over several years. With my first two pregnancies and my first marriage, I had something called hyperemesis gravidarum. And as I explored my healing and learned more about alternative health, I learned how all of this was, you know, my hyperemesis was a manifestation of what wasn't going right in my life around me.
And so what sort of journey did you go on? Did you do personal development things, or did you just try to take one step at a time?
When I woke up in this divorce, I was strangely in a master's in counseling program. So I finished my master's in counseling program, and I did some spiritual work, got more and more spiritual, hadn't had spirituality in my life, and I started to work on manifesting what I wanted in my life. I fortunately had had a home birth, before. So the journey with midwives opened you up to so much knowledge that has been lost in the cultures throughout the world. So I was really getting back in touch with some native knowledge, which was so powerful. So it was a combination of emotional, physical, and spiritual healing that pulled me out of it.
Yeah. When you were going along on your journey, did you have some challenges that you thought, well, I just don't want to keep going? You wanted to just throw the towel in?
The hyperemesis had to be, that's a severe morning sickness where you need medical intervention like IVs just to keep going. And it's like having the stomach flu 24 hours a day. And for me, my hyperemesis lasted all 9 months of the pregnancies. So I definitely wanted to throw the towel in so much. However, I also was brought up in a very disciplined household, so I would draw upon that, and I really wanted to figure out why I was in this situation and how to get out of it, which led me to write my master's thesis on the illness, and then my most recent book was about how I transformed the illness, and in my last pregnancy did not have hyperemesis because of all the healing work I had done.
Yeah, yeah. So when you had the challenges like not being well for the whole 9 months, and then what kept you putting one foot in front of the other? Did you have a vision for the end of it, or what actually happened?
I guess the idea that it was temporary, that definitely helped, that it would go away once the babies were born. And there was something internal that told me I wasn't done having children, so I needed to just keep going. And I, along this journey, fell in love with being a stay-at-home mom, and that really kept me going, how much that worked for me and how much I needed to do it and how much it was my soul's calling to do. So it kept me wanting to keep going through these pregnancies.
What about with the books? What made you want to start, you know, writing some books and getting your message out there?
Well, my book is about children and how they have uncontrollable tantrums or crying. My second child cried for 2.5 straight years until we realized she was expressing my husband's unexpressed feelings. So I really asked the spirit why. You know, I see that they're connected and I see what's going on with my husband and my daughter, but why am I in this? Like, what's my role in this? And the spirit answered, you have a master's in counseling and people have always told you to write a book. It was more about my more wild life beforehand that people had referred to, not necessarily this, but it all came to me that, oh, I'm supposed to write a book about this and share this phenomenon that's rarely talked about with everyone else. So that was the motivation.
So what about an ignition point? When has life really started taking off for you?
I think when I gave birth, for the first time, my first birth was a miscarriage, but it was at home and it was a super powerful experience. And I think that as I kept giving birth, I kept waking up more and more and learning more about my emotions, my spirituality, learning about alternative medicine. And ultimately, when I met my current husband, we've been together for over 15 years, I think really helped ground me and give me that foundation so that I could complete my healing.
Yeah. And from that journey and, you know, meeting your husband and going along there, what sort of new possibilities have opened up for you?
Well, I think that now that I'm finally in a safe place, I can really look at everything and do deeper and deeper levels of healing. And I think all along it's kind of tricky because even when I wasn't in a safe place, I still needed to continue to heal and work on getting into a safe place. And then when I met my husband, and he had been in also an abusive relationship before, we really could heal so, so much more because we really know how to support each other.
And like looking towards the future, I know that you've come onto the podcast because of the 1,000 ripple effect. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to?
Grandchildren. I can't wait to have grandchildren. I've always wanted to be a grandparent.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a grandmother. I love it.
Well, lucky you.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a whole new part of your life when you have grandchildren, I think. Yeah. All right, so let's change in pace and do a speed round if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right, what's your favorite book?
That's a really hard question because there are so many books that have influenced me. Most recently, I read Let Your Spirit Guide Speak by Deborah Engel, and I really enjoyed how simple yet powerful. I love the book Ishmael by Daniel Quinn. I love Everything by Douglas Copeland. I love teen young adult fiction, and John Green is so fantastic.
Some great ones there. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I think my midwives, my acupuncturist, and my grandmother.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Naming 5 things that I'm grateful for.
Yeah, it's a great one, isn't it? Just makes you so grateful for the whole world when you do it every day.
And I feel I really love anything that's simple yet powerful that you could do anytime. And I feel that it so easily starts to change what you think about and what you attract to you when you do that simple exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favorite food?
Well, I really have a very clean and healthy diet, so it's going to sound funny to most, but sprouted walnuts with currants, kale chips, and goji berries.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. What about the country or the city? Which would you prefer to live in?
I live in a city now, and I think if there was some country environment that I could walk to everything, then I would probably choose that. But I love being able to walk to everything where I am.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Find a way to listen to your body and soul, and that will lead you to the life of your dreams.
Yeah, powerful, isn't it? All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would listen to my body when it hurts, and I wouldn't study and work so hard when my body was hurting.
Yeah. Yeah, we push ourselves a bit much, don't we, sometimes?
And I've now found, I've always struggled with chronic pain, and I found that now, since I'm more spiritual, if I start to do something and it's hurting my body, I'm just supposed to stop what I'm doing and switch directions, because whatever I'm like pushing towards isn't gonna give me what I ultimately want.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Jennifer, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yes, you can reach me through my website at spiritualgiftinstitute.com, or you can just email me directly at jen@spiritualgiftinstitute.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Igniters, Jennifer has led a life of trauma and realizes it was due to repeating generational patterns. Her ability to find a way to heal and get the life of her dreams is inspiring. To contact Jennifer, go to spiritualgiftsinstitute.com. To find out what's holding you back from living a life of your dreams, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.